Welcome to another episode of PowerShell Points, short thoughts from the weekly Torah portion. This week's PowerShell Point comes from Toldot, which is Hebrew for generations, and it goes from Genesis 25:19 to Genesis 28:9. This PowerShell tells the story of the conflict between Jacob and Esau, which started even before their birth. It also speaks of Isaac passing off his wife, Rebekah, as his sister, taking after his father Abraham. Then there's the story of Jacob and Rebekah deceiving Isaac into blessing Jacob. The parasha concludes with Jacob being told to flee Padan Aram to avoid Esau's wrath. There's a lot we can talk about in this Torah portion. Today, we are going to look at what Jacob teaches us about the gospel. When you read the story of Jacob and Esau, in spite of Esau's immoral character and short-sightedness, you can't help but feel a little sorry for the guy. After all, his own brother cheated him. Twice. Genesis chapter 27. Esau said, "Is he not rightly named Jacob? For he has cheated me these two times. He took away my birthright, and behold, now he has taken away my blessing." Many Bible commentators have gone through all kinds of mental gymnastics to try to justify Jacob's behavior, but how can you really justify extortion and fraud? Concerning the birthright, while Esau had his own issues and clearly didn't care about it to begin with, Jacob still took advantage of his own family. Concerning the blessing, Jacob straight up lied to his father to get it. The biblical author clearly intends to portray Jacob as manipulative and motivated by self-interest. Even the name Jacob comes from the Hebrew word for heel, and it means one who grabs the heel. This name sort of carries a negative connotation, like tripping someone from behind. We see this throughout the early part of Jacob's life. He tripped people from behind and ran over them. What makes the story of Jacob all the more confusing is that God seems to be okay with the results of Jacob's antics. For instance, Jacob gets this blessing through lies and deception. God never steps in and says, "Nope, sorry, I'm not going to honor that." This blessing is very important, and you just can't expect to obtain it by fraud. Rather, God launches his chosen nation that he promised to Abraham through Jacob the deceiver. How do we make sense of this? Maybe the key is in realizing that the Bible is not holding up Jacob as some paradigm of virtue. He was self-centered. He wronged people. He was a sinner, just like all of us. And yet, he still received the blessing despite the fact he clearly didn't do anything to earn it. What is this blessing of Abraham anyway? Well, the blessing included the land, bringing forth a chosen nation, and being a blessing to the nations. But as we continue in the New Testament, we learn that this blessing represents something much more. Galatians chapter 3. And the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith, preached the gospel beforehand to Abraham, saying, "In you shall all the nations be blessed." As we read the scriptures, we learn that the Messiah came forth from Abraham. The Messiah embodies this all-important blessing. He enters into our fallen, sinful world to save and redeem all of us who have certainly done nothing to earn this blessing. So, how do we make sense of this story? We need to realize that we are all Jacob. Jacob started off as selfish and manipulative. He was a sinner, just like us. And yet, he received this blessing, which ultimately represents the promise of the Messiah. He didn't do anything to legitimately earn this blessing. Neither have we. But what's important to realize is that Jacob's story didn't end when he received the blessing. Despite his many character flaws, God began a work in Jacob's life to transform him. God is doing the same work in each of us who have received Messiah. Jacob eventually wrestled with God, and his name was changed to Israel. He was no longer Jacob the deceiver. God changed him. Later, Jacob even reconciles with his brother Esau. It's a powerful story of redemption. By the way, this name, Israel, is the same name given to everyone who inherits the blessing of Abraham. God wants to change you, to transform you. By grace, you have received the blessing. Now walk as the redeemed child of God that you are. Thank you for joining us for another PowerShell Point. We pray that you've been blessed by this teaching, and remember, continue to test everything. Shalom.
It is because of you, our generous supporters, who make it possible to offer these high-quality teachings completely free of charge. If you feel led to support 119 Ministries so that we can continue this effort, please visit testeverything.net and click on the Support 119 tab. Learn how you can partner with us to take the whole Word of God to the nations.